The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again to take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
Somebody said that a child is carried in its mother's womb for 9 months. Somebody does not know that a child is carried in its mother's heart forever. Somebody said that it takes about 6 weeks to get back to normal after you've had a baby. Somebody doesn't know that once you're a mother, normal is history. Somebody said that you learn how to be a mother by instinct. Somebody never took a 3-year-old shopping. Somebody said being a mother is boring. Somebody never rode in a car driven by a teenager with a driver's permit. Somebody said good mothers never raise their voices. Somebody never came out the back door just in time to see their child hit a golf ball through the neighbor's kitchen window. Somebody said you don't need an education to be a mother. Somebody never helped a fourth grader with his math. Somebody said you can't love a fifth child just as much as you love the first. Somebody doesn't have 5 children. Somebody said a mother can find all the answers to her child-rearing questions in the books. Somebody never had a child stuff beans up their nose. Somebody said the hardest part of being a mother is the labor and delivery. Somebody never watched her baby get on the bus for their first day of kindergarten. Somebody said a mother can stop worrying after her child gets married. Somebody doesn't know that a marriage adds a new son or daughter-in-law to a mother's heartstrings. Somebody said a mother's job is done when her last child leaves home. Somebody has never had grandchildren. Somebody said your mother knows you love her, so you don't need to tell her. Somebody isn't a mother. This weekend, we celebrate Mother's Day. We take this weekend out of the year to celebrate the women that gave us our lives. Our mothers have sacrificed so much for each and every one of us to be here. Some of our mothers are here today. Others have passed from this life to the next. But we all have a common mother who loves like Jesus, and this is Mary. Mary is more than just the mother of God, the mother of Jesus. She's our mother. Jesus Christ gave her to us when he was on the cross. He said to his beloved disciple, John, Woman, behold your son. And to John, behold your mother. What a beautiful gift. Mary is the ever-present intercessor for her children. She loves us so much and wants to bring us to Jesus. Through her intercession, we can come to know Jesus Christ in a new way through the eyes of a loving mother. This year, as Monsignor said, we celebrate the 100th anniversary of the apparition of Mary at Fatima. And at Fatima, Mary begs her children to pray. She begs her children to pray the rosary for the end of the war. Now, this is understood to be the end of the First World War. But I think Mary is calling us today to pray for the end of a new war, a war on God. In our society, we see our church being attacked. We're living in a time that says no to God and yes to sin. Mary's calling us back to her and to her son. She begs us to pray the rosary for an end to this war against God and his will in our lives. And Mary feels the pain that we see in our world today. She appeared to the visionaries of Fatima with thorns around her heart, telling them that these thorns pierce her deeply, causing her to feel the pain that a mother feels for her child. Pope Francis celebrated Mass this morning in Fatima, where he declared the visionaries saints. In his homily, he reminds all of us that we are like Mary's children. He asked us to place a newfound hope in Mary, allowing us to cling to her like a child clings to its mother. Concluding his homily, Pope Francis implored us to follow Mary. With Mary's protection, may we be for our world sentinels of the dawn, contemplating the true face of Jesus the Savior, resplendent at Easter. Thus, may we rediscover the young and beautiful face of the Church, which shines forth when she is missionary, welcoming, free, faithful, poor in means, and rich in love. Let us take time this weekend not only to celebrate our earthly mothers, but also our Heavenly Mother, who loves us without any prejudices or preconceived notions, only to call us closer to her and her loving Son. Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us.